Blackstone presents Gears of War, A Fear Arising by Michael A. Stackpole. This book is read by Nan McNamara. To the memory of Paul Garabedian, a wise man and a great friend, gone much too soon. Act 1. 1. Road to the Stroud Estate. Near Ephira, Sarah. 11 Harvest, 18 after emergence.
Why, Marcus Phoenix, I do believe you are smiling.
Marcus wasn't sure what was more unsettling, the note of surprise in Anya's voice, or the fact that he actually was smiling. He shifted his rucksack, giving himself a couple of seconds to consider her words. Then he nodded.
I guess I am at that. Kind of scary, huh?
Anya Stroud, walking beside him on a thin strip of paved road, reached out and caressed his cheek.
I like it, and we'll get used to seeing that smile. You've definitely earned it.
A lot of us did. Earned the right to it.
Marcus fought to keep the smile alive.
But so many will never smile again.
So many. Too many.
Dom, my father.
He sought to push aside the darker feelings and tried to distract himself by looking around, but that did not help overly much. The roadway west from Ephira had ditches slashed through it as if something giant had raked it with claws, and while some grasses had turned golden with the coming of autumn, black swaths of burned vegetation twisted up and down hillsides. There wasn't a single spot where his gaze could rest without seeing signs of the war.
No. I am not ruining today.
Marcus reached up and took Anya's hand in his.
Smiling is easier when I'm with you.
I've missed you too, Marcus.
Anya returned his smile, her eyes bright.
I can't tell you how happy I was when you radioed to say you'd reach Ephira this morning.
I was actually in the suburbs when I radioed. There just wasn't enough left for me to recognize where I was.
In the 6 months since the emulsion countermeasure had wiped out the locust and the lambent, the world had tried to heal itself. Grass and weeds grew again. A few trees actually blossomed, and some had borne fruit. It wasn't much of a harvest, and never would have been considered bountiful, save that so many people had died that humanity didn't have the hands necessary to harvest all that had grown wild. While the natural world could heal, what man?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?